Today's learning from Anishas Chamluz from Shari Moshe and Neil Rivka Mazvai Shari Israel Yisrus for Shloim Echai Moshe Noki and Ismet Sarim and Brach Masara Malka Yisrus for all those in and around Zet Yisrael. So holding Simon Reish Beis, continuing over here with Hilchas Birchas HaPeres, and we are up to Sif Ches. So we're going to go through Sif Ches. It's this same topic is going to be discussed a little bit further in Sif Yud. So we'll, and it's very, very complicated, confusing. And we'll try to at least bring up some of the things, questions that I have from going through this as to why we make certain brachas that we make today in certain situations. But we'll probably focus more on it as we get to Sif Yud. So let's start over here with Sif Ches. Dvash, hazav me'atmarim, you have honey that came out of dates, mevarach al shahakel. So Mechaber tells us it's a shahakel. Now, simply put, we'll see this in Mishabura, but I'm going to highlight it because this is going to make a very big difference in some of our discussions. We already mentioned this, that when you're having something that is not the ikar reason a fruit was grown, a tree was grown, it automatically gets downgraded to a lower bracha, usually to a shahakal. So in this case, date trees are grown for dates, not for the dvash that comes out of it. So therefore, the dvash that comes from tamarim is a shahakel. V'chein, and so too, amashka yotze mikol mina peiros, any juice that comes out of any type of fruit, except chutz mizeisim v'anova mevarach shahakel. So the mechaber is going over here that any liquid that comes out of a fruit is a shahakel, presumably because that's not the ikar reason to that fruit is grown. Now, if that's the case, we have to, and this is what I said, we'll discuss further as we delve more into the halachas of different brachas. Is that really the case by all fruit, or are some fruit really grown for it? Now, I will tell you, bottom line is the way we follow, and I spoke to the Rav about this a number of times, when something is a drink, we make a shahakel. Even though, based on what I just said to you over here, there's certain cases, for example, the Chazon Ish writes that oranges should really be ha'etz because the oranges that are used for orange juice are primarily grown for orange juice. They're not grown to be eaten as oranges, at least not that type of orange. So therefore, it should l'chayra be the Chazon Ish says it should be shakel. Now, he does bring down here, Chaim Kanievsky said that even though the Chazon Ish said it's ha'etz, the Chazon Ish himself made a shakel. But either way, and Rav Moshe writes this, either way, we are knowing that on anything that's a drink versus a food. So sometimes you have liquid that you food that, for example, soup, we don't view as a drink. Soup, we eat soup. We drink oranges. So anything we drink, we do make a shahakel. But just to try to show you some of the complexities, why this is difficult to fully understand what bracha we make when. So either way, the Chab over here said any liquid, use the general rule, any liquid except for oil, which we said already that if you drink it straight, it's a shahakel anyway, or maybe no bracha at all because it's mazik, but if you drink it mixed, it's a shahakel, right? But grapes becomes a bayer pirgaf. Let's see the mishabur hazav me'atmar v'hu adin ha'yaitzai dekhtisha eschita. It's not, the mishabur is warning us. The mechaber uses expression zav. Usually hazav me'atmarim would usually mean that, you know, you have a bunch of tamarim sitting in a bucket and some liquid came out of it, right? But he says it's not, it's any, even if you went and you squeezed them, it's still a shahakel, all of shahakel. The ma'ad iksiv b'toira zay yishem and edvash, even though in the Torah it says olives, oil, and honey. We're talking about the dates that honey comes out of. It is just considered zeya from it. It's just the liquid that comes out of it. And therefore, it's not considered the fruit. It's not the reason we grew the tree. And therefore, you make a shahakel. So apple cider, even if it's alcoholic, apple cider is a shahakel. Bain is Ramish Yotzme Aleim, whether it came out on its own, Ubain Shayotzal Kadisha, Schita, whether it came out through crushing it or squeezing it, Rechasan Shahakal, the Zeya Ba'almahu, the word Zeya literally means sweat, but it's just a liquid that comes out. The Ein Nikra Mashka Ella Yotzme Nazaisim Va'anovim Bovad. Only Zaisim Anovim have potentially a different rule, but any other fruit, Mechaber tells us, is a Shahakal. Like I said, we'll get more into this a little bit later on in the coming days. Okay, let's see Mechaber Sif Tes. Soifei Anavim, these are grapes that are at the end of the season, already turned cold. She'ein mispashin loilim, they're never going to really ripen. V'chein al noivlois, what is noivlois? So Mechaber tells us, she'ein tamarim, that shebishlam, they actually ripened. Usrafim achayim v'yavshu, but because they were left on the tree too long, sometimes they're the ones on the top of the tree, and they stayed out there too long, they basically got burnt and completely dried up from the sun. Mevarach shahakel, says the Mechaber, we make a shahakel. Let's see the Mishaburu. Soif anavim, heinu. What is it? Anavim hanimtzim bekvanim imayis acharev. These are grapes that are still left on in the tree in the, you know, into the winter season. So emes bashal oilam, it's never going to become ripe in the ois menchayim. It's the only thing they use for is to make vinegar out of them. Shebishlam asarafim, we had these dates. Heinu shayidei sreifas acharev. Through the heat of the sun, nisbashlu, they ripened, v'nisyapshu, and then they dried up, and nishtanu l'kikulu, they became worse than what they are intended to. V'shar mefarshim perishu, there's other who explains, the noivlus, what are noivlus? They have slightly different taich than what noivlus are. Heinu min tamarim, it's te'ei mispashal inlam ve'ein l'chshar in l'chilun, they don't ripen on the tree, and they're really not edible. Elotoshin oisoy, v'mischam oisoy mevot ofer, v'mispashlin, you take them off, and you bury them in the sand and the heat in the hot sand, and that's how they ripen. On those sites of machzolis, you put it out on these mats. Oy beteven leschamim atris bashul. They have to be artificially ripened in order. So these are not the ikar fruit that the tree is grown for, and since they're not the ikar, same line of reasoning as the liquid, it's not the ikar fruit, and therefore they are the brachas shakim varch shakel v'acherim v'achareihem. And after them, burn the fashas rabbis. You don't make a Remember, we said all the way at the beginning of this sugya, we said that when you had these grapes, they were not yet ripened enough. They weren't even at the size of pu'al oven. And therefore, we don't make our eitz, but we make our dama, right? However, over there, we said that afterwards you make our eitz. So there we went from our eitz to our dama. Here we went all the way to shahakel. Yeshloimer, the shiny hasam. Over there, they are actually perfectly good grapes. El shenigwa daim, you just picked them before they and decided to eat them before they ripened. Machenken hacha, over here, the mukulkalim, they're sort of ruined. And the ain't oim the melech lachaim, it's really their only purpose is to make vinegar out of them. This is no better, and this is why the Mechaber put this in over here in the middle. They're no better than liquid that comes out of the fruit, the bechas and rak shahakel, the bracha remains a shahakel. Vezel gam ken time hayesh mefarshim and noivlus tomorrow the bracha shahakel. The griya mishmat mishatar tomorrow. They're much worse than regular tomorrow. She'aim especially in olam, they will never get ripened on the tree. Okay, now let's go to Sif Yud. We'll start the sugya over here. Which I said is sort of a continuation of Sif Ches. Paris sheshroyan ay bishlam emayim. You took fruit and you boiled them in water. Afal pisha nichnas taima pri b'mayim. Einem mevarach alois amayim alo shahakel. So even though the flavor of those fruit went into the liquid, so you're not eating the fruit over here. You're just eating the liquid, right? So you took a bunch of apples, pears, you cooked them in water, and now the water has a taim of the apples, but you're not eating the apples. You're not eating the pears. So Mechaber tells the shakel. By Rosh Kosav, the Efsha that the Rosh argues, and he says, "Im nichnas tama ha'pri b'mayim," that if the taste of the fruit went into the water, mevarach bari pri eitz, you make a bari pri eitz. So let's first see the Mishabura to try to get an idea of what's going on. Perish Hashrayim, you soak them. Eis leis had to be 24 hours. The bzeil regilin leit in tama mayim. Then it gives a taste in the water. Now cooking doesn't need 24 hours. If it was just soaking, in order for the taste to go into the liquid, it would have to be 24 hours. But cooking, obviously, once they cook, the taste comes into the water much faster. El shahakel, on this liquid, you only make a shahakel. The lehav el zeya ba'alma, it's just a flavor that came out of it. The el sifches, like we said in sifches. V'loy damei l'maya de silka. U'dekuli shalk nevarach loy bayar per adama. What is maya de silka? This is beet water. Now, the Gemara says that beet juice, not beet juice, you took, because you don't really have beet juice. Beet juice is, means you took beets and you cooked them. The Gemara says that you make a hadama on the liquid. So why over there do you make a hadama on the liquid? And over here, when it comes to I boiled up pears, I make a shahakel on the liquid. Why is it any different? Okay. Now the kama simmeret sheis if base. We're going to discuss this more in simmeret sheis. Mishum da ha, son, here's the key factor. Mishum da ha, and this is where it gets, why it becomes so complicated. Mishunda hasam roi vachil achilas oisin yarakas hu ayyede shlika. That the reason the beets are grown were grown at that time, not to make roasted beets. Beets were grown to make this beet juice, to cook them in or soak them in water until the flavor came out of it and went into the liquid. So you this really the goes l'chayr in the same line of reasoning. What is the ikkar reason these items are grown? If the ikkar reason they're grown is in order to impart flavor into the water, then the water becomes adama. But if the ikkar reason the apple is grown is to eat an apple, I decided to boil the apple in water to make apple water, right? That's not the ikkar reason. So therefore, the apple water is a shahaka, and the mei silka is adama, so it makes perfect sense. Mashenken hachem bepeiris over here in the mechaber the loyd lavdechay lemishlek alakavshin el lachlamai I ban the minig the normal thing is not to cook them the normal thing is to eat them raw lechay loyamrina sheyishlikasik shasik kameisa so therefore the liquid that you soak them in does not get the same bracha as the fruit. Okay, now so far seems to be pretty straightforward. Miyu. What happens if you have a fruit that is mostly used to mostly eaten, consumed through cooking it? Everyone who agreed that you make a bar priates. So now we got to determine on each fruit. What is the roiv, the purpose that this is grown? So if I have a fruit that 80% of this fruit is grown, is used to make some sort of liquid flavor, some sort of liquid, that liquid would get the bracha of the fruit. That is, if when they planted, this was the intent. Fruit that is used to being eaten raw, those who do dry them and then cook it, then again, it's not the ikkus, you make shakel. Even though all dried ones are cooked, but you don't look at a subsection of the fruit, you look at the fruit as a whole that comes from the tree. What are most of the fruit does? Most people don't do that. Now, so you have plums or cherries. You grow a lot of them. Since they grow such a tremendous amount, the intent is probably, as a majority, will be dried and then used to flavor a liquid. So then their liquid that you cook it in would become a bayer priates. Okay. Then the Rosh said that maybe you do make a bayer priates. And you taste the flavor of the fruit in the water. You don't say it's just some sort of flavor, but it's not really. You get more of a flavor in the water of the fruit than just by squeezing some of the liquid out. In Yalacha, so now let's just I know we're getting a little over time. Let's just very briefly break this down into a couple of categories, right? And I'll try to do this quickly just so you understand it. Okay. So we basically came out that if you have a fruit or a vegetable that is primarily used to flavor a liquid, to cook with it, then the liquid would get the bracha of the of that fruit. Now, here's the problem, right? So let's break it down to a couple of categories. I have soup. So if there's whole vegetables in the soup, obviously the soup is not dumb anyway, so that's not a question. What happens when I have a soup that was made into a cream soup? You took the soup and you blended it up, okay? Now, over here, we all make charcoal, but l'chaira, we got to think about it. Number one, the actual vegetables are ground up in there, so maybe it's even more than liquid. So we say, okay, that's not going to be a reason to change the bracha since it's not nicker. That was one of the rules, right? Surah say nicker. We have to be able to tell that it has it there. Okay. Now, number two, what are those vegetables grown for? Are they grown generally to be cooked in flavored soups or not? So if you have a chicken soup, even though you have a lot of vegetables in there, so that they say clearly, since there's a big part of the flavor is the chicken soup or a meat soup, it would zecha be a shahakel because the chicken or the meat would be a big flavor. But what happens when you have A zucchini soup, right? So zucchini is made mostly to be put into soups and ground up, or zucchini is made to be eaten as zucchinis. Since we're uncertain, we and the Rav said he has a very hard time understanding why we make a shahakal on these soups, but that's where it starts getting confusing. But to give you even a more difficult one is applesauce. So if you have applesauce that was ground up, right? Do we make a shahakal? Do we make eitz on it? Now, on one hand, if you say roiv apples are made into applesauce, then it would be a hadamah. If you say roiv apples are not made into applesauce, right? Then what would this be? Would this be considered like I cooked apples in water, and since that's not the ikur use of apples, it's a shahakal? Or no, over here I ground up the actual apples. Since I ground up the actual apples, all I added was some sugar, which wouldn't change it. So I make an eitz. A lamaisa, when it comes to applesauce, most people say, if you're having it end in a meal, it's a big shaila, and you should take a piece of actual fruit and make an eitz on it before you make on the applesauce. But that's where this gets very, very confusing when it comes to this. End of the day, on ground up soups, we make a shahako. Number one, we don't know of rave of the vegetables there, if that is the primary reason they're grown for. Number two, if it has meat or chicken or anything else in there, anyway, it would be a shahakal. And since it's a shiloh in most cases, we would make a shahakal on it. Applesauce, I've seen by a lot of people that they actually make sure to eat. If it's ground up applesauce, if it's an applesauce that has whole fruit, then it's zicha eitz, you know. So sometimes they make it with the whole plums and chunks of fruit in there. That would zicha be eitz. But if it's the kind of applesauce that's ground up, it is very, very problematic. When it comes to juice, like I said, lamaisa, we're noyig that anything that's a drink, you know, even if you're going in and you go going into Juice by Julie and you're getting yourself well, let me rephrase that. Your wife is going to Juice by Julie and you're getting yourself the latest green health drink that's going to make you survive all sorts of potential diseases, and it's going to cure you from anything that possibly wrong with you. So even though there's ground up carrots and celery and parsley and whatever else they put in their lamaisa, it's a drink. We make a shahakal on it. Okay, I'll stop over here before I get myself into any further trouble.